Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're taking a look at the U.S. software industry in 2024.
And it's quite a picture, isn't it? Really dynamic.
Definitely. We're talking, what, over $489 billion in revenue just last year?
That's right. And forecasts are pushing past $510 billion for 2025. It's huge.
So what's behind this surge? What's really driving it?
Well, it seems to be that powerful combo we keep seeing, you know, AI, obviously, cloud computing.
And the expansion of SaaS, software as a service.
Exactly. All feeding this massive ongoing digital transformation push across industries.
But, you know, those big revenue numbers, they're impressive, but they don't tell the whole story, do they?
Not at all. And that's, I think, what's really insightful here, understanding the underlying financial health of these companies.
Right. It's not just who's making the most cash right now.
Exactly. But who's actually built on a strong foundation? Who can weather storms? Who can really seize the next big opportunity?
And that's precisely where our deep dive kicks off today. We're going to unpack these 2024 rankings from RealRate. They use something called the Economic Capital Ratio.
ECR, yeah.
ECR. Now, this is it's a really useful metric, actually.
It is. How would you explain it simply?
Think of it as a measure of a company's economic value compared to all the assets it holds.
Okay. So value relative to assets.
Right. And the great thing is it lets you compare companies, even if they're totally different sizes.
On things like solvency, right? Their ability to actually meet their long-term debts.
Exactly that. Solvency and just the overall quality of their balance sheet kind of levels the playing field for comparison.
And it's interesting. When you look across all the U.S. software companies RealRate ranked this year,
yeah.
The average ECR, it comes out at 358%, which sounds pretty solid.
It does. But you just know in a sector this hot, this competitive.
Oh, absolutely. There are going to be some companies that are really, really standing out from that average.
And that's our focus today. We're diving into the top three, the ones RealRate flagged in 2024 for just exceptional financial resilience.
These are the players showing remarkable strength in, well, a super important part of the economy.
Okay, so let's jump right in then. Who's sitting at number one?
Taking the top spot in the 2024 RealRate rankings with a, frankly, staggering ECR of 713% is BTCS, Inc.
Wow, 713. And BTCS, and that's a story. Because didn't they make a huge jump?
Huge, is putting it mildly. Last year, 2023, they were ranked number 62.
62. Okay, so wait. 62nd to first in just 1 year.
That's a leap of 61 places. It's dramatic.
Right. That's incredible. Okay, let's unpack this. What on earth fueled that kind of climb? What's the secret sauce there?
Well, the data seems to point to a couple of really key things. First off, BTCS has managed to keep its liabilities extremely low.
So very little debt, basically.
Very little debt. And at the same time, they've built up a really significant equity buffer relative to their total assets.
Equity being, you know, what the shareholders actually own after debts are covered.
Precisely. So they owe very little, and the owners have a big stake in the assets. That's a powerful position for financial stability.
And the report highlighted one area in particular, didn't it? Something about stockholders' equity.
It did. That was their strongest score. It apparently contributed, get this, 335 percentage points to their overall ECR.
335 points just from that. That's massive.
It really drove the number way up. And if you connect that to what BTCS actually does, they're in the blockchain technology space, right?
Right, which you often think of as high growth, maybe high risk.
Potentially, yeah. But it seems their business model is built around being very conservative with debt, almost minimal debt exposure.
And that approach, focusing on that balance sheet strength, has clearly paid off hugely in their ECR.
Absolutely. It's a testament to that strategy.
Though, interestingly, the report also notes intangible assets slightly drag their score down.
Yeah, a minor negative contribution there. Intangibles, you know, things like patents, goodwill from acquisitions.
Stuff that has value but isn't like a physical building or cash.
Exactly. So their strength wasn't really about some big new physical asset. It was more about that fundamental structure, low debt, high ownership.
It really shows, doesn't it? Building financial strength isn't always flashy. Sometimes it's just really smart, careful management.
And it tells you something about navigating those, you know, cutting edge tech sectors like blockchain.
What's that?
That even there, maybe especially there, that real discipline on financial fundamentals, particularly keeping debt low, can lead to truly standout financial health.
A fascinating case study. Okay, let's move to number two. Destiny Media Technologies. They came in with a very strong ECR too, right? 619%.
Very strong indeed.
Yeah.
619%. And they're not exactly strangers to the top end of these rankings.
No, that's right. They've been climbing consistently.
They have. They were sixth in 2023 and I think 13th back in 2022.
So 13th to 6th to 2nd. That shows a real pattern of sustained improvement.
It absolutely does. It points to a multi-year effort in strengthening their financial position.
So what's the story behind Destiny Media's rise? What's making their balance sheet so efficient, as the report puts it?
Well, again, we see that theme of elevated equity levels, high ownership stake, and similar to BTCS, very low debt, minimal liabilities. The real rate model clearly rewards that kind of capital structure heavily.
It really seems to be a common thread here at the very top. Low debt equals high ECR.
It's a major factor, definitely. For Destiny, their strongest score was actually in the liabilities category. That boosted their ECR by 285 percentage points.
Okay, same as, well, we'll get to number three, but that's a big boost from keeping liabilities down.
It is, but for Destiny Media, it's not just the balance sheet structure. The report also talks about consistent revenue growth.
Which is always good.
But achieved with remarkably lean operations. They seem to be growing the top line without ballooning their costs.
Ah, so efficiency is key for them. That points to really tight management.
Very disciplined, yeah. The report even specifically mentions minimal selling costs as part of that efficiency.
So they're not just making money, they're making it very cost effectively.
Exactly. And think about their space digital media distribution. Highly competitive.
For sure.
But their strategic focus, it seems, on efficiency and maintaining that strong capital base has allowed them to really thrive financially.
So it shows how those steady strategic improvements that focus on lean operations can really build up significant financial muscle over time.
Precisely. A great example of consistent incremental gains leading to a top-tier ranking.
It sounds like a well-oiled machine. Okay, let's round out the top three then. GRID Dynamics Holdings, Inc. They came in third.
That's right. GRID Dynamics, number three, with a very solid ECR of 601%.
601. Still way above that average. And their path seems a bit different again. More of a steady climb.
Yeah, exactly. Steady and consistent. They were ninth in 2023 and seventh the year before that in 2022.
So ninth to seventh to third. Not quite the rocket ship of BTCS, but clear, stable progress year over year.
It suggests really solid, sustained improvement in their financial health.
So what's underpinning GRID Dynamics' performance? What are their strengths, according to the report?
The report points to strong underlying business fundamentals, consistent earnings.
The basics done well.
Pretty much. And interestingly, just like Destiny Media, their strongest score was also liabilities.
Really? Also adding 285 points.
Also adding 285 percentage points to their ECR. It's
right.
Clearly a huge lever in this model.
It certainly seems that way. What else?
They also showed real strength in the quality of their assets. And again, that theme of keeping operating expenses low.
So it's that combination again, isn't it? Reliable earnings, managing your assets well, making sure what you own is actually valuable and productive.
Right.
And keeping a tight rein on costs.
Yeah.
Sounds like a classic recipe for financial stability.
It really does. And they operate in that digital transformation services space, correct? Helping other companies modernize.
Yeah, that's right. Helping businesses navigate all the tech changes. It's a huge market.
Huge and growing. And GRID Dynamics' steady rise suggests they're not just capturing that demand, but doing it in a really financially sound way.
Which probably makes them a more attractive partner for those services too, right?
Yeah.
Knowing they're stable.
You'd have to think so, yeah. It really demonstrates how stable management, focusing on those core business strengths, can lead to really robust financial health, even in a competitive field like digital transformation.
So fascinating. We got these top three. BTCS with that, like, radical balance sheet transformation.
Mm-hmm.
Destiny Media showing consistent improvement through lean operations and high equity.
Right.
And GRID Dynamics demonstrating strength through solid fundamentals and asset quality. Different paths, but all ending up at the top of the financial strength pile.
And what's really striking, as we touched on, is just how much they stand out. When you look at the whole industry distribution.
That average ECR of 358%.
Yeah. These top three are just, they're financial outliers,
mm-hmm.
way, way above that average, really highlighting their exceptional resilience.
The report did mention a couple of other notable movers too, didn't it?
Which
so quickly.
It did. Let's see. VPR Brands LP. They apparently jumped 102 spots.
Wow. 102 up to number 82. Why?
Excellent liability score. Again, managing that debt well.
Okay. And someone went the other way.
Yeah. CareCloud Inc. dropped 64 positions down to 88.
Ouch. And the reason there?
Primarily a poor score in the assets category, so maybe some issues with the value or performance of what they hold on their balance sheet.
Interesting. And there was a newcomer.
Right. Quantum Computing Inc. Best newcomer, debuting straight in at number 4.
Number 4. That's a heck of an entrance.
Definitely one to watch, you'd think. And all these movements, up and down, just reinforce how dynamic this software space is.
And how quickly a company's financial standing, at least by this ECR measure, can change based on, you know, debt management, asset quality, efficiency.
All those factors we've been discussing.
Okay, so as we start to wrap this up, what's the big takeaway here from RealRate's 2024 look at the U.S. software industry? What's the main message?
I think the core conclusion from the source is pretty clear. It's that the company is leading the pack. Mm-hmm. They're really showing that serious financial discipline, robust capital management, it's crucial.
It's what separates the leaders.
It really is. It's not just enough to grow fast, although that helps. That growth needs to be built on a solid financial footing.
Because that strength is what positions them for the future.
Right.
To grab opportunities as software demand keeps climbing.
Exactly. That financial resilience gives them the platform to capitalize on that continued growth.
All right, let's bring this deep dive home then. We've seen BTCS and its dramatic balance sheet optimization.
A huge turnaround.
Destiny Media's steady climb through efficiency and high equity.
Consistent improvement.
And GRID dynamics showing the power of stable management and strong fundamentals.
Solid as a rock.
And it really does underscore the value of looking beyond just revenue, doesn't it? Mm. Using a metric like the ECR.
Absolutely. It gives you this this deeper insight into genuine financial strength. It's about resilience, sustainability, not just the top line number.
Right. It helps understand the quality of the balance sheet underneath it all.
Yeah, the health of the whole organization, really.
So maybe a final thought for our listeners as they chew on this. Think about these different ways to build financial strength we saw today.
The radical cleanup, the steady efficiency gains, the focus on fundamentals.
Exactly. How might those apply in other industries you follow, or even just in how you think about what makes any company truly financially strong?
Beyond just making profits, yeah. What are those core elements that really build lasting resilience, that position a company for the long haul?
That's your food for thought. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.